2005, 4:34 a.m. The citizens of small town Babelcock, Illinois, are thrust out of bed at the sound of an explosion. Two improvised explosives had gone off on South Street, destroying the John Northwest Public Library located east of the southmost corridor of North Avenue. 9 are killed, 10 more are wounded. Ground zero of the explosion was a nearby 7-Eleven, the manager of which was beloved by city folk for, quote, barely suing that crackhead when he done crashed into the store, end quote. Despite dying in their own explosion, the police were able to recover the phone call between the two terrorists in which they discussed their plans. This is that call. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello?
Hey, Mitch. Howdy doody.
Oh, how's it hanging, Dad?
All right, if I do say so myself.
Well then what's up, pal?
Oh, I think that weed whackers of yours might be on the fritz again.
3:12 p.m. Brian Dodd Sullivan calls Mitchell Mitch Douglas on account of a faulty weed whacker that Mitch had lent Dodd.
Oh, shit on a shingle.
Yeah, the gosh darn thing won't even start.
The Whacker Pro 159cc wheeled string trimmer was notorious for engine failures and inconsistencies. It was discovered after the fact that within Mitch's weed whacker, there was a faulty boot wire as the result of a manufacturing error. In a statement to the press, Babelcock Mayor Dick Ringo said, quote, "This is why I don't ever use none of them Whacker Pro whackers. One minute you're trimming your hedges and the next you're out blowing up buildings," end quote. Whacker Corp had refused to give a statement on the situation.
Well, I heard that Lowe's is having a sale sometime soon, so I guess I have to go grab a new one.
The Lowe's Holiday Home Improvement / Winter Workshop / Snow Time Savings event was the biggest sale of the year. Hot Topic items such as the True Tough Leaf Rake and French Oak Fortuna Rigid Core Luxury Vinyl Wooden Plank are on sale from anywhere from 10 to 12%.
Oh, well, that's good at least, huh?
Yeah.
After this, Mitch says something so disturbing, so unsettling that I'm going to issue a second warning. Listen at your own discretion.
So, you want to blow up a 7-Eleven then?
And that was the question that led to 21 casualties in the small town of Babelcock, Illinois. A statue was later built to commemorate those who had been killed and to honor those who still live with it. I've been your host, Willie Stroker, and this has been my side gig while I get my porn career off the ground.